Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Baucke. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
A master's degree, is it really all it's cracked up to be? According to the Wall Street Journal in a recent report, not really. Joining us back on the show is Julie Baucke to talk about this. What do you think, Julie? Master's degree, worth it?
Well, that depends what you plan to do with it.
Okay.
So we talked last week about you're out of school. Now, how do you get started? This week, I was thinking, you've got a lot of young people graduated from high school, a lot of parents potentially, and those kids looking at college debt. And we do it. We've done it for so long, so blindly. Like, of course, this is going to pay off, whether it's undergrad, whether it's a master's degree. Well, yeah, I mean, education's the way to go, right? In general, yes. But when we see people at the end of 4 years with a degree that's not tied to a career or doesn't have at least a way to build a career path out of it, you've made an investment that was risky and may not pay off. And so I think the best thing to do is to think about what is my investment going to cost me and what's the payoff going to be? And yeah, so the Wall Street Journal looked at master's degrees, not things like law degrees, medical degrees, but more like master's degrees in a field, MBAs, et cetera, and said the payoff, it used to be, if you want to better yourself, if you want to go farther in your career, you need a master's degree. And that is true in some professions. But like anything, if you just jump into it without I've seen people go get a master's degree as a way to prolong getting into the real world. Mm. I've seen them as, I don't really know what I want to do, so this master's degree will help me. Or just a way to, continue on a path that feels less scary. And so what I would say to someone who says, you know what, I'm going to get a master's degree or I'm going to get a degree in anything, I would ask the same questions. What's the cost, the real cost? Tuition, fees, books, living expenses, lost income. And at what is the cost and what is your potential upside of that, not only right away, but in the long term? If you are getting a degree in something that pays maybe $40,000 to $50,000 to start, but your tuition, you graduate with maybe $250,000 in debt, how long is it going to take you to pay that off?
Mm.
And I think it's sometimes we get really caught up in, I'm just going to cross my fingers and hope that the best things happen for me at the end. But I can tell you, for decades, I've seen young people graduate at 22 without any better idea of what their interests are or what they want to do than they had at 18. And that comes with a really, really high cost. And now with the cost of college, you may not get out of that for decades.
Right. Well, I think you look at a broader thing here, Julie. So it's beyond just is a master's worth it or not. I think you're talking about kind of the value of education. And it's funny because we were actually over the holiday weekend, before I even knew you were going to talk about this, I got some looks. Let me tell you, I got some looks because we were talking about high school. Now, again, I have an elementary aged child. Some of the people around the circle that I was with have elementary aged children. So, it's thinking about high school. You're crazy. Well, hold on. I've already said, to my son, who has the emotional intelligence of an 80-year-old. It's incredible. But he has already said to me, Mom, unless I play hockey in college, I don't really want to go to college. Now, this is I have no idea what my son is going to want to do. But we have healthy and open conversation pretty frequently about, hey, just so you know, college is not, you have to do it or bust. Just know that is not a requirement of me and Dad that you go to college. However, if you think for 2 seconds you're going to graduate at 18 and you're just going to do nothing, that's literally never going to fly. So we very much have this conversation. And one thing that my son has kind of talked about that he's very interested in is he likes the idea of being a, my brother-in-law is a plumber. So he's like, I'd love to do something with my hands, or I want to do something with engineering, or maybe I want to do something in manufacturing. So I'm like, you should go to a tech school, Chase. You should go to a tech high school. So I'm talking about this with, these other parents around the circle. And you could see just the idea that I have given my son an out from college was like the most alarming thing. And I'm like, but wait a minute. Are we ever going to live in a world where we don't need plumbers? Are we ever going to live in a world where we don't need technicians? And by the way, my son's going to be the best husband ever because he's going to be able to fix everything. Even if he does decide to go to college, at least he went to a high school that gave him skills that most other high schools are not providing. But it still took some convincing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're not having the conversations about, wait, guys, are we just valuing education the right way we should? Or is it okay to kind of broaden the horizons a little bit? I'm telling you, I got some looks, Jules.
And, you know, I'm sure. Well, we're still stuck in this. This is the path. And truly, you're earning potential with a college degree on average over your lifespan is higher. There's no doubt. But what's happened is when you look at master's programs, they've oversaturated the market. Mm. And so what's happening is good old supply and demand. When you have more of something, it becomes less valued.
Right.
Now, of course, you get your MBA at Harvard or Yale or, you know, that's different. So just assuming that because I get a master's degree and go deeper into debt, I'm going to be able to make more in the long run than someone with just a bachelor's degree. There are programs, there are colleges actually cutting their master's programs because they don't have enough students to make them worthwhile. And so when you offer more of something, not only does the value get diluted, but you're going to have, when there's a greater supply of something, you're going to have, you know, less people interested in it, or they're going to be spread out over the programs. And so there's, whether it's an online program, whatever it is, and people are going back and saying, well, I need to reskill in AI, which is great. But one of the things that when you look at employers, now let's go to the other side of the table, employers want somebody who can do something. And they sound really simple, but learning is awesome. But then how do you take that and actually do something with it and contribute? And if you go straight from undergrad to grad school, you don't have any, unless you have some really killer internships that have produced true results, employers are saying, why should I pay more for something that I'm not sure if I'm going to get more value out of that? Because the assumption is with a master's degree, you have a greater starting salary. And that's always been true. But what you don't have yet is that experience. And so I would really love to see people look at education as an investment. And it is, I went on as poking around this morning on ChatGPT and Perplexity and some of the just using AI to say, so like I put in, what are the typical career paths or entry-level jobs for economics majors? You can put anything you want in there. Political science majors, what's the average starting salary? And the information, it brings it all together for you from places like Occupational Outlook Handbook, which is great. And another one I discovered is called My Next Move. You answer some questions, and then it shows you what are some of the typical professions associated with it, what the outlook is for them, and what the starting salary is. If you, and it's okay to go into college not knowing exactly what you want to do at 18 years old. Of course it's okay. And it's going to change many times in your career. But during those 4 years, you need to be researching it. You need to be working towards something instead of, I'm just going to hang out for 4 years and it'll all figure itself out.
Right.
Which is, back in the day, we could do that because, you know, employers were looking for new college grads.
But I also think, Julie, we've certainly seen that going in undecided has led to people being even more confused, just getting their foot in the door and being miserable and working harder than they probably need to post-graduation to actually find something they remotely like. I mean, I think my generation is like the epitome of either you jump ship from your major because you can't find jobs in it, or you realize that you're kind of like too little too late. You went into college because you had to, but you went for a business degree. What does that even mean? You know, like even mm-hmm. mine, it's so funny. People will ask, like, what did you take in college to get the job that you didn't? I'm like, mass communications. And again, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's so broad.
No.
Like, it's so broad that it's like, what does that even mean? What does that really get you? It's like, well, it got me, you know, internships that required me to do it. But really, it's like, I probably could have gotten certifications. I probably could have just gotten job, you know, job experience, interning, things like that to do the job I do today. I hate to say that, but it is. I mean, I do think my generation is the one that kind of realized, hey, it was college or bust. But going in undecided or general was also, you know, not, it didn't amount to us getting the jobs that we, I think, dreamt of getting necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. And you hit on something when you talked about sitting around a table with friends. Is I think part of the issue is that parents are so invested in their kids' success or lack thereof. And unfortunately, sometimes seen as if little Jimmy goes to trade school, that you somehow failed as a parent. But little Jimmy's out in 2 years making good money and not having debt or very little debt. And so you've got to, I think these years after high school, as much as it sounds fun to just go play for 4 years, the cost of that is significant, and you're going to be behind if you graduate with huge debt and really are trying to figure life out. That's what the 4 years are for, is trying to figure out at least what am I interested in. And what I like about this site I just found, my next move, is I put in, what are you looking to do? I put in help people, which is like really general. Well, my gosh, it came up with so many types of jobs that help people. And so even have your graduating senior play around with that just to get a little more self-knowledge. You've heard me, we've been doing this for a few years now, so you've heard me talk that self-knowledge and being really clear on what you're good at, what you like, what you can see yourself doing, you know, all those sort of things is really the core of how we move throughout our career. And so it's not, that learning needs to start as early as possible. And sorry, mom and dad, if that doesn't mean little Jimmy's going to some prestigious school you can brag to your friends about, you know, that, sorry, it's not about you. And I think we have to, a lot of times, boomers and Xers, we still are applying the things that worked for us to what is now Gen Alpha. And their world is going to look ways that we can't even imagine.
Yeah. But I mean, I see it with millennials, too, like I said. And I think it's because, you know, like our parents were boomers and that was sort of the mentality for us. And so when I sit around a circle of millennials, you can see the people who will boldly say, you know, I, for example, once my son is of age to go out and shadow my brother-in-law, he absolutely will spend a week up in Massachusetts shadowing my brother-in-law plumbing. You know, once I know he's not going to be a burden, but he actually will be helpful and can learn. I mean, that's something that he could start doing 9, 10 years old. I mean, I think we could start helping our kids to figure out avenues they can go to, but also making sure they understand the value of education. Because, you know, I came from a blessed household where I didn't walk away with any debt from college. I'm very blessed to say that. We're talking about, I went to college 20 years ago, and already college is substantially more expensive, certainly. And by the time my kid goes to college, yeah, I better know that if he's going to go, that it's going to be worth, you know, not even for us, but for him to be able to pay that back and to be able to get the job that he wants. But does he really have to go that avenue of college? A lot of the times, that's really not the case. So it is interesting and definitely a mindset. And Julie, I'm going to link that website you just talked about before to your podcast so people can learn more and just kind of, you know, broaden their horizons thinking about that and really understanding the value of education before you invest in it, including obviously a master's degree. Thank you so much.